ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ವರಂ. ಓಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿ ಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನುಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಡೇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಮೋಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಇನ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್. It is the ignorance of our true self because of which we identify with them and then suffer. So what is the nature of ignorance? That was the topic. The wise man has got body, mind, intellect, but all these things don't make any problem for that wise person. Because he has got that knowledge and others don't have that knowledge, called ignorance. What is that ignorance? Yesterday we saw one shloka, Satya Buddhi. The world of objects which we see, we have a notion or feeling that it is real as it is. And also it is different from me. Satya Buddhi, Bheda Buddhi. That is number one. Then what happens is, our mind projects that such and such object is beautiful or not beautiful, or it is a source of joy or source of sorrow. Our imagination. The object innocently sitting there. Huh? वो कुछ भी नहीं करता बट नो आई ओनली थिंक इट इज वेरी नाइस ब्यूटिफुल. सो वी सुपर इम्पोज दैट आइडिया ऑफ सुख दुख अप टू दैट पॉइंट यस्टरडे वी सॉ. तो नाउ कंटिन्यू. नाउ श्लोक नंबर 16. राग द्वेष प्रजायेते ತದಾ ಚಿತ್ತೇ ವೃಥೈವ ಹಿ ತಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಹ್ಯಹಂ ಪ್ರವರ್ತೇವಾ ನಿವರ್ತೇ ಲೋಕ ವಸ್ತುನಿ. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಸೀ ಆನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಸೀ ದೇ ಆರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. Then I think this gives me joy, this gives me sorrow. So whichever I think it gives me joy, then a rag arises for that. A like arises. I like it. Nowadays they don't say like, I just love it. Every single little superlative degree is only. And the other thing, I don't like it. Or sometimes it is neutral also, nothing, no feeling. But if you are neutral, so there is no problem at all. But only if like is there or dislike. In the Bhagavad Gita also Bhagavan says, Indriyasya Indriyasya Arthe Raga Dvesha Vyavasthita. Generally, people have got these likes and dislikes. Raga Dvesha. You mention any name. I like it. I don't like it. I like it. I told you, it can be a material thing. It can be a living being. It can be a particular place, including a country. Anything it can be. Like, dislike. Then what happens? Tadachit tevrthayu. There is no reason for likes and dislikes to arrive. Because, see, remember, every object has got its own quality, property, utility, place in our life. You know, every object has got that is called objective. But this is a personal thing. You know. What I like, you may not like it. And you know, what I like today, tomorrow I may not like it. That's our problem is. Why it is very difficult to please ourselves or even to other person also. This person, you should think, you know, used to love coffee very much. So when he came, the person thinks, oh, he likes coffee very much. So he makes the coffee, gives the coffee. What coffee? What happened? Don't you know I have become spiritual now? So this man says spiritual, mane ashram mein gaya hoga? Nahi, spiritual. Yeah, these things don't attract me. Are baba, are baba, what a wonderful thing. Usko dusre spirit chahiye, ab kya bolega? So what I mean, that's very difficult to please anybody. Because there goes likes and they go on changing. And you thought that this person liked, disliked, but now it changed. And even to ourselves also difficult to please. Raga, urtha, unnecessarily there. But there is. Then what happened? Tabhyam, aham, pravarte. And then whatever I like, I pursue that. I go after it. What I like. Nivarteva lokavastuni, the object of the world. What I don't like, I just turn away, go away. So, if I go away, that's also all right, but somebody they throw it. That object has not done anything wrong to you. So, first, adhade satya buddhi. Then, adhade sukha buddhi, dukkha buddhi, then whatever I think it is source of joy, I run after it. What I think is source of sorrow, I go away from it. And you know, this rag, dvesh can do terrible things, you know. Sometimes a person hates other person. Huh? I don't want to see his face also, finish him. They can go to any level there. मार डालो उसको तो अरे तेरे को फांसी हो जाएगी वो देखा जाएगा इफ आई गेट फांसी वासी उसकी हंसी बंद करनी है अभी आई टू पुट एंड टू हिज लाफ्टर फर्स्ट व्हाट कैन यू डू इज दैट हैपन इफ सिंपल डिसलाइक इज वन थिंग बट देन हेट्रेड हैपन्स एंड ऑल दैट And then intense hatred and all that, then what to talk about? Raga dvesha prajayate. Tada chitte vrthai vahi. Tabhyam hampra. As you know, that's what happens here. All our actions are generally, they are only prompted by our personal likes and dislikes. They are not guided by the knowledge of what is right and wrong. Or what is good and bad. That is our bondage. Right? We only do whatever we like. At that time, we don't ask any question. Right? Because we like, we just do it. But if somebody comes and says, you know, you should go to the temple. Why should I go to the temple? God is everywhere. Oh, you have seen God everywhere? No, but God is everywhere. Why should I go to temple? But when he is smoking cigarette, at that time he doesn't ask whether he should smoke or not. He doesn't like it. So if our actions are prompted by personal likes and dislikes, they will be strengthened only more and more, because they are not guided by what is right, wrong, good or bad. One young man went to an ashram and he met this Swamiji. Swamiji, I want to join the ashram, you know. And the Swamiji said, on one condition. What? Whatever you like to do, we will not allow you to do. And whatever you don't like, that only we'll ask you to do. Are you ready? He said, no. Then if you want to do only what you like, and other, then no need to come to here. You'll have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, of course. Now you say, you know, I always get up the moment the sun's rays enter my room in the evening. So, that's why many times you'll find the Shastra's instructions are such, whatever we don't like, we are asked to do that. And they say, the Shastras are binding us, and they actually are releasing you. Because if you go along only with your own personal likes and dislikes, you will remain bound only. That's why the same shloka which I just now narrated, Gita says, Indriyasya arthe raga dvesha vyavasthito. Second line is, Tayorna vasham agachet. Don't come under their sway. Why? Tauhi paripanthinau. They are the great looters, highway robbers on the path of knowledge. When you are pursuing great knowledge, then these personal likes and dislikes, they rob you of your peace and everything. Therefore, don't come under this. So what is the state of ignorance? First is we think it is real. It is different from me. It is joy-giving, sorrow-giving. Then which I think it gives joy, I go after it. Which I think you sorrow, then run away from it. But do you know, all the time it is not possible that whatever you want, you will get. But suppose I get what I wanted and I was running after that, and then what happens? Labhe sukhi tatha dukhi. Labhe priya vastunaha. Samsaro yam maya prapto. Mithyadhyasa purasaraha. Labhe sukhi. Priya vastunaha labhe. The priya vastunaha should come in. If that object of my like, my love is gained, labhe. Sukhi. So happy I am. Alabhe. And if you don't get, dukhi. You know, remember one thing. We are asked and we are advised that you should have equanimity of mind in joy, sorrow, gain, loss, and all that, isn't it? Bhagavad Gita medhavala sukha dukkhe samaye krutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Equanimity of mind in joy and sorrow. Right? Why we are not able to have that? Because already we have got raga dvesha. Already I have said, if I get this object, then I will be happy. If I don't get, I will be unhappy. So, if already I have got raga dvesha, so how will I have equanimity of mind? Samata kahan se rahegi? It will not be there. Not possible. actually any object or any gain or loss doesn't give us any kind of joy, sorrow. But we already have that, if I get this, I will be happy. So these my raga dveshas are creating this joy and sorrow. Jase priya vastunaha labhe, in the gain of the dear object, sukhi. Priya vastunaha alabhe, dukhi. In Vivek Shuramani Bhagavan says, Sangharsh, Vishayanam anukulye sukhi, dukhi viparyaye. With everything is conducive to my likes and dislikes and everything, then I'm very happy. Otherwise, unhappy. That's why now sukhi, now dukhi, continue. That's why every time you meet a person, you have to ask, how are you? And he doesn't say, what I told you in the morning, I am fine. Why are you asking? Oh, that was in the morning, Baba. But I am asking you now in the evening how you are. Because everything, mood has changed, everything has changed and all that. Sukha-dukha. That's why dukha-dukha. What to do? But you see, we don't even know why we are unhappy. What is the cause of it? Raga-dvesh. But what is the cause of raga-dvesh? We still go out to still down deeper and deeper. So, labhe sukhi, tatha dukhi alabhe, samsaro yam maya praptaha. This is called samsara. This life of transmigration you call, this life of continuous change. And all the time suffering. And it is caused by mithya adhyasa purasaraha, brought about by this all mithya adhyasa, means erroneous notions, all wrong notions. Ignorance created wrong notions, and that called samsara, all the time sukha dukha. Sadanandasya Natmana. This samsara is not for ever blissful self. It is mind which fluctuates all the time, oscillating. And then we think, I cannot do anything about it, this is my lot. No! It's created by you. And therefore, you can release yourself from all these things. Now, how to release, you know the attachments, attachment. Attachment what? See, what has to material object is one thing, but living beings, and particularly children, and more grandchildren, they say, children are like milk, and grandchildren like cream on that. So it's a very, not possible. Attachment in Hindi is called asakti. One, but this same thing I only have to tell in Hindi only. One man went to a Guruji, यह आसक्ति बंधन हो गया. गुरु ने कहा, अरे आसक्ति है तो जा सकती. आसक्ति लिटरली इफ इट कम्स इट कैन गो ऑल्सो. सो वन थिंग यू नो, इट इज ट्रू दैट विद अटैचमेंट्स दैट डेवलप्ड फॉर लिविंग बीइंग्स एंड फॉर पर्टिकुलर चिल्ड्रन ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन. सो अलॉन्ग विद दैट अटैचमेंट व्हाट यू शुड हैव, some right thinking. Attachment will be there, but along with that, right thinking also should be there. What is the right thinking? Right thinking means you are attached to that, but you must allow that child to grow. Suppose you like a child, all the time in your hand, no, I don't want my child, you know, to dirty his feet, I don't want that. Foolishness, eh? Make the child walk. And even if he falls down, get up again. So, love is that in which you allow that child to grow. Attachment, you hold on to that or make that child or a person dependent on you. The nature of attachment is that either you get bound to it or you make the other one bound to you. You should allow that to grow. But we get too much attached. ऐसी आसक्ति होती है नन्हे मुन्ने आपके तारे हमेशा मेरे सामने रहना वो नन्ना मुन्ना आपको ऐसे दिन में भी तारे चमका देता है कभी कभी यू आर सो अटैच्ड टू चाइल्ड एंड ऑल दैट ओ माय स्टार ऑन एप्पल ऑफ माय व्हाट इज एप्पल आई डोंट नो बट इन हिंदी जैसे स्टार आपके तारे ऑलवेज शाइन इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी. Yes, he makes me in daytime also. Anyway, Rag, Dvesh, Vivek is required everywhere, right thinking, alert living. So, samsar yo maya praptaha, this is called samsar. Samsar. The samsara by itself is asar only, there is no essence in it. If any sara is there, samsara is only Bhagavan. That is samsara saram bhujagendraharam karpura gauram karunavataram. That Bhagavan alone is the essence and truth of this world. But we superimpose all ideas on things and beings and places and experiences. And we get so bound. Somebody asked, you know, why is it, you know, we are trying and trying, you know, so much sadhana also we are doing, and the camps are also attending and everything we are doing, but we don't seem to progress. Why? The reason is, the very famous example, man sitting in the boat whole night in the river and he was rowing that boat. But that boat was tied down to on a peg or rope, what you call this, stump of a tree, whatever that. Tied there. At morning he's there only. What happened recently, some elderly ammas had visited me in Mumbai. One of them had asked this question, I gave this example. That's why there is no progress. Because we are bound to all that and then going doing a lot of puja, japa and all that, and there is bond in there. What happened? They only told me. On the sixth floor of the building, they went inside the lift and they never pushed the button to go down. Standing. Then after that, that door got open. I saw other people, you are still there? True, that's what happened. खड़े हैं क्या हो गया लिफ्ट कुछ चल ही नहीं है वो यू नेवर पुश द बटन दैट व्हाट हैपेंस टू अस वी डू पूजा वी डू जप वी डू एवरीथिंग बट माइंड इज टाइड डाउन देयर ओनली वो तो खोला ही नहीं उसको. Huh. संसार, सुख दुख, सुख दुख. सो व्हाट वी फाउंड, सत्य बुद्धि, भिन्न बुद्धि, सुख बुद्धि, दुख बुद्धि, देन राग द्वेष, देन इफ द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ राग लाइक वॉट हैप्पी, अदरवाइज अनहैप्पी. And most of the times we don't get what we like, only the other thing only comes around. What to do? Generally it is, most of the time. Our diseases also, they never wait for invitation. They never ask, can I come and visit? Oh, to aate hai. What can be? Everything is like. So now the question is, how to remove all these chitta doshas? Even though we have been discussing that and all that, but now there is a very beautiful episode in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that we'll introduce now here. So 18th shloka now. Upayam Narada Praha Chitta Dosha Nivruttaye Yudhishthiraya Prageva Tam Smarami Cha Shreyase. You know, now in order to chitta dosha nivruttaye, for elimination of these impurities of mind, chitta nivruttaye upaya, upaya means a means, means praha naradaha. Narada Rishi has already said, for chitta dosha nivruttaye. To whom he said? Yudhishthiraya. For Yudhishthira. Who was Yudhishthira now? Other now, Yudhishthira was the eldest of the Pandavas. Now don't ask me Pandava, but Mahabharata vatana padega. You are listening to Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavan taught Gita to whom? Arjuna's elder brother. Arjuna's elder brother, Bhima, and Bhima is also elder brother. Yudhishthira the eldest. Oh, okay, that's enough. So Narada, the great Narada Rishi, has spoken about this to Yudhishthira. Chitta dosha nivruttaye, to eliminate all the impurities of mind. So now I said, tam smarami. Prageva, earlier itself, long, long back, Narada Rishi has already said, Devarshi Narada, how to eliminate the chitta dosha. So I remember. We don't have to reinvent this. No? Already it is there. You have to just bring that to your mind. Oh, it is there. Ha! Where you see Srimad Bhagavatam, it is there. Tam smarami. So I remember that what the upaya which Naraji had told. Why I remember? Shreyase. For attaining the absolute good. That means the impurities of mind should go away and the realization of absolute truth should take place. So that samsara bandhan is over. Theek hai? Abhi to Bhagwan naam karo. Ram naam tarakam sada japo re. राम नाम तारकं सदा जपो रे। सदा जपो रे सदा भजो रे सदा राम नाम तारकं सदा जपो रे। राम 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 सियावर रामचंद्र भगवान की पवन सुत हनुमान की जय। उमापति महादेव की जय। बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय। पतित पावन भगवन नाम की जय। श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। ओम पूर्णमुदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय वशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। हरि ओम। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।